If the Huawei trial is about alleged state-level data collection by a foreign corporation, what happened in the consumer electronics and identity verification space this week raises a parallel set of concerns at the household level. An investigation has found that LG smart TVs actively log audio even when the television is in standby mode and scan the home networks they're connected to. This isn't a hypothetical vulnerability. It's documented behavior in devices currently sitting in millions of American living rooms.
The technical details here matter. Standby is a state most people assume means the device is essentially off. The screen is dark. It's not doing anything you'd care about. The finding that audio logging continues in that state means the microphone remains active. And data is being collected without the user's knowledge or consent. At least not the kind of meaningful, informed consent that privacy advocates argue should be required. The network scanning component adds another layer. The TV is apparently mapping what other devices are connected to your home Wi-Fi, which is precisely the kind of data that could be used to build a detailed profile of your household's technology ecosystem.
LG will almost certainly argue that all of this is disclosed somewhere in their terms of service, and technically they may be correct. But the legal question and the ethical question are different. The legal question is whether a buried disclosure in a multi-thousand-word terms document constitutes adequate consent. The ethical question is whether a television manufacturer should be collecting this data at all, regardless of what the terms say.
This connects to a broader regulatory gap in consumer IoT devices. Your smartphone is increasingly subject to App Store privacy regulations, data minimization requirements, and in some jurisdictions, active enforcement. Your television, your refrigerator, your thermostat, many of these devices operate in a much less regulated space. The LG finding will likely prompt congressional attention, particularly from senators and representatives who've been pushing for a federal privacy framework. But those efforts have stalled repeatedly over industry lobbying.
The ID scan breach is a different category of problem. This is data that was collected for legitimate identity verification purposes and was then exposed through a security failure. At least 9 lawsuits have been filed after a breach compromised the driver's license data of 153 million Americans. For context, there are approximately 240 million licensed drivers in the United States, so this breach affected roughly 64% of them. Driver's license data includes your name, address, date of birth, license number, and in many cases a physical description, everything a bad actor needs for identity fraud, credential stuffing, or targeted phishing.
ID scan operates in the identity verification space. Their systems are used by businesses to verify age or identity at point of sale or online. The fact that a single company held driver's license data on 153 million people illustrates the concentration risk that comes with outsourcing identity verification to third-party vendors. Each individual business that used ID scan probably had no idea their customers' data was aggregated into this kind of high-value target.
9 lawsuits in relatively short order suggests that plaintiff attorneys were already prepared. They've been watching data breach litigation closely after the proliferation of similar cases over the past several years. The legal theories will likely focus on negligent data security, breach of contract, and potentially violations of state-level privacy statutes. Illinois's BIPA law, California's CCPA, and similar frameworks create private rights of action that make these cases worth filing.
The larger story here is that the combination of LG's data collection and ID scan's breach represents two ends of the same problem. The data economy we've built generates enormous commercial value by collecting, aggregating, and holding personal information. And every node in that system represents a potential failure point, with consequences measured in hundreds of millions of affected people.